about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back. Doesn't seem like I left, did it? I didn't leave. I just sit here and wait. I go off air, I go on air, I go off air. I just, you know, sit. Yeah, I get up once in a while to potty, but that's what I do. No, very busy day today. A lot of stuff to talk about. How y'all doing? Hope your day was better than mine, but I'm not going to go into it. I'm not going to complain. We're going to be very, very positive today. I realize if I start my show complaining about what my day was like, then I bring negativity. I mean, I was complaining earlier in the week about how people are negative, and you know, if you send me emails, you know, whining, then I'm going to start to whine, and the negativity creates negativity all the way around. So, despite my having a very rough day, I'm just going to sit here and grin and go, everything's fine. You don't want to hear it. You know, I mean, the only time people really want to hear somebody else's bad day is if, you know, misery seeks company, but many people, they don't. That's a lie. Nobody really wants to hear about your misery. They got their own set of problems, and the reason why people don't want to hear your misery is because they don't want to expend the effort to try to make you feel better. You know, now me as a doctor, I like making people feel better. I feel better doing that. But I have to admit, when I come home and my husband's grumpy and my kids are grumpy, you know, I kind of just want to tell them, look, guys, deal with it yourself. I don't want to deal with it. Okay? I just want to watch Glee. I want to watch American Idol. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. You know, I really like Impractical Jokers. That show is funny. You have to see Impractical Jokers. It's a bunch of guys that grew up together that make each other do stupid things in front of people. So anyway, we're going to be positive. Okay, a lot of stuff to talk about. Looks like George Zimmerman is going to be charged with second-degree murder. We'll quickly talk about that and what that means. We also have some pretty new information, new stuff on hyperhidrosis, excessive sweating. Also, a lot of your emails have been coming in that I haven't gotten to, so we are going to definitely work on that, get through those emails. Looks like 900 applicants were told that they were admitted to UCLA, but they actually weren't admitted. I think they were legal citizens. Yeah, I think we're talking about legal citizens. We're told that they were going to go to UCLA, and then they were like, no, no. So we'll talk about that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I went to UCLA my final year of medical school. Got to tell you, great school. I mean, it is nice. You could get into UCLA. That is nice. Of course, I really had to, you know, buck up, and you know, I couldn't do half the stuff I did in my other medical school there. You know, I had to be kind of serious, right? I couldn't, you know, switch my grades in the grade book. I did that. One of my teachers would give a check and a check minus and a check plus, and I had gotten a lot of check minuses, which isn't the best score on some of my pathology slides. Basically, he gives you a pathology slide and you gotta look at it. You gotta tell what the organ is. You have to tell what's going on. You have to know what the mother's maiden name was. I mean, you know, it was ridiculous. So, I mean, I put whatever smart ass answer I could, and you know, he gave me check minuses. So one day I was so fed up that I went to his grade book and you know, I used a pen with different ink, you know, and I changed all the minuses to pluses, but it was unerasable ink, so he had to deal with it. And I didn't get in trouble, you know. He knew somebody messed with the grades. I told him it wasn't me, of course. I mean, I don't want to get kicked out of medical school, but my hunch is he always thought it was me, you know, because who else would try to fix my grade? Okay. All right, let's get to work. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Look, I graduated in the upper 99% of my class. I did. Upper 99% of my class. How many of you could say that? How many of you could say that only 1% of your class was worse than you? Yeah, see? You can't. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, Robert writes, Doc, I drive a truck for a living. Oh, amen, brother. Over the last 5 years, I've been dealing with low back pain. Now I'm experiencing pain shooting down my right leg. I think this is sciatica. Oh, you're right. See, you listen to the Dr. Dahlia show. You could diagnose yourself. Very good. I got to tell you, that's what Obamacare wants. Right? Maybe that's why I haven't got kicked off air. You know how everybody wants Rush Limbaugh off air? Right? People aren't trying to get my show off air because, like, nah, you know what? She's saving us money. Just put her on air. Let her tell everybody to put Colgate toothpaste on their acne and their ingrown toenails. Use earwax. Let Dr. Dahlia do her thing. We'll save healthcare costs. Okay. Okay. So my driver has sciatica. Ooh, ouch. Okay. My wife, he says, thinks I should get it looked at and believes I could file a workers' compensation claim. Oh. What do you think? Ooh. Okay. You could file, again, and I'm not a workman's comp attorney. You could file a work, okay. I thought this was a sciatica question. Man, that was easy. Okay. Workers' comp, that's a little tough because, I mean, you have to prove, well, I don't know if you have to prove, but if it's work related, it's a claim. If you are developing sciatica, low back pain, with sciatica because of your age or other types of issues, or you had prior back injuries, you know, it's difficult. You could also file a workers' comp claim if you do have a condition, but work intensifies it or exacerbates it. So I don't know. This is a difficult one. And I tell you why it's difficult. Because honest people are getting hurt because of people that abuse the system. You know, I mean, the whole reason why workers' comp exists is people would work, right? Okay, I need to be compensated, right? Good. All right, we may be coming up on break. I may want to explain this a little bit. We'll talk a little bit about this. But let's say you are a roofer, okay? And you, I didn't say reefer, roofer. And you work on the roof. All right, and you have a job where you have to work at high altitudes, let's say, okay, and you fall. Okay, if you fall while doing the job, all right, you know, you can't work and you can't support yourself and you can't pay for medical expenses. There's a system in place where your employer has insurance to help pay for these expenses. All right, but then a lot of fraud has come into play. A lot of innocent people are getting claims. So let's talk about that. That's a good subject. Okay, so don't go away. We'll talk about workers' comp claims. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Attention, information in this 1 minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
All right, guys, we're bad to the bone. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, I would love to just sing. No, you don't want to hear me sing. No, I just love the bad to the bone. I'll sing, you know, some of the great classic songs, you know, right? You know, my kids, luckily they'll recognize them. Like, Mom, you're singing it wrong. You know, you got to throw some rap in there. And I'm like, I can't rap. I wish I could. You know, I remember there was this one Hispanic rap song, something like, no tengo mucho dinero. And, you know, so I was kind of singing that and it just, I looked like I didn't know what I was doing. Okay. So back to workman's comp. Looks like one of our listeners is, been developing back pain, sciatica. Donovan's working the dial tonight. Donovan brought up it could be piriformis syndrome. Very good, Donovan. Trying to take my job here. All right. Give you piriformis syndrome where the piriformis muscle spasms, right? Nerves that go through the piriformis could get irritated. You don't want any piriformis irritation now, do you? No, we don't. So anyway, thank you, Donovan, for your input. Donovan should really come on every now and then, because honestly, I think many of you would rather listen, you know, to Donovan is one of those real soothing, nice voices. I don't think I have the best radio voice. I've never liked my voice. Everybody goes, oh, your voice is perfect for radio. No, my face is perfect for radio. Okay, my voice, no. Okay, so let's go. So workman's comp history. Okay, I think Germany gets the ideal credit for starting to make workman's comp laws before America took over. But what I didn't realize is pirates had a workman's comp system. I remember reading this a long time. Pirates. Pirates, they say. I'm now reading this. This is cool. Okay, this comes from mynewmarkets.com. That's interesting. Okay, apparently, what are they talking about here with the pirates? Okay, this is some cool stuff. Pirates proved to be highly organized and entrepreneurial. Prior to their assignment to the ranks of outlaws, they were considered highly prized allies of the government, plundering and sharing the spoils with governors. That's nice. Privateering was a dangerous occupation, taking booty away from the, I got plenty of booty. I don't have to worry about losing any booty. Taking booty away from those who do not want to give up. But what do they do? Here we go. PiratesInfo.com has some information about the type of payment made to injured people on deck. So if you lost an IR, you got 100 pieces of 8, which was the Spanish dollar. If you lost a finger, 100 pieces of 8. So losing an eye, losing a finger was the same. If you lost a left arm, 500 pieces of 8. I still don't understand. Spanish dollar. A Spanish dollar would be peso? I don't get it. Okay, Spanish dollar. Or you would say dinero de español. I don't know why they have the number 8 there. You guys will probably know. Loss of right arm was 600 pieces of 8. Okay, so here, see? The right arm was considered more important than the left. Now, true, the majority of people are right-handed, and we're probably right-handed in pirates' time, but remember left-handed people? Remember the Salem witch hunts? And people would think if you were left-handed, there was something wrong with you. So I wonder if people pretended to be right-handed, even if they were left-handed. So loss of a right arm was awarded more pieces of 8, still don't get that, than left arm. Now, loss of a leg was less than arm, 400 pieces. Loss of right leg, 500 pieces. Wow, now they say the average weekly wage for colonial Americans was approximately 2 pieces of 8 per week. Okay, so that's kind of a lot of money. Loss of an eye or finger would merit payment approximating 50 weeks of wages. The right arm was worth 300 weeks, a little less than 6 years. Okay, I know you all are like, well, what does that have to do with a truck driver and a sciatica? I just think the pirates are cool, right? Pirates. Okay. So basically the pirates are pretty smart people. Now let's kind of scroll forward here and find out what happened with America. Okay. Well, this is from what I understand. Okay. I can't look this up. This is from what I understand. Okay. This is Dr. Dahlia's. Okay. What I understand is when issues were occurring that were quote unquote workers' comp related and there weren't any laws, the workman's comp laws not only protected the workers, but also the employers. Because what would end up happening is families would go to the court to sue the employer. And the employer would then have to, I think one of the landmark cases was there was a huge fire. If I remember correctly, there was a huge fire. Multiple people. Yeah, here we go. On March 24th, 1911, the New York Court of Appeals declared the state's compulsory workers' compensation law unconstitutional. 146 workers were killed the next day in a fire at the Triangle Waste Company in New York City. My waste isn't a triangle. Not all were killed in the fire. Most died attempting to escape the flames, jumping from 9 and 10 stories up to the street below. With no workers' comp system, family members and dependents had to turn to the courts in an attempt to force Triangle to compensate the injured and the families of the dead. The owners were tried for manslaughter and acquitted. A civil suit against the owners netted each of the 23 families only $75 in damages. This was taken from the Columbia Electronic Encyclopedia. New York finally adopted a workers' compensation law in 1913 that would withstand constitutional challenges. All right? So basically what would happen is, people would have to prove that the employers were negligent. They would have to prove that they were either showed malice or didn't show care. And so you see how this could be a mess. And then each case had to be tried. Now, from what I understand, the original workers' compensation laws had to then make sure, A, there was always funds. Okay? There had to be funds. Now, many employers were month to month. Right? Well, and you know, thank heavens we do have to put into a workman's comp system. Because I got to tell you, if an employer was like, you know what, let's this month put aside $30, it's not going to cut it. So, I mean, as an employer, I'm grateful we do have workman's comp, you know, insurance. Because otherwise, during times like this, you know, you're like, how do you put money aside? How do you even, like I said, if a roofer falls off, and that's a multiple $1,000 type of treatment, or, you know, many times people, they lose their leg in a workers' comp injury, employers would go bankrupt, would file bankruptcy, and who's going to cover it? So I guess Wyatt, I understand, I'm reading this off here from, I don't know if I want to read this. These are, I guess in the olden days, the workman's comp type of system had to have, one, an independent board, a governing board that was both autonomous and non-political. Now, we have something similar to that. I actually rate workers' comp claims. I am a rater for the state. And what I do is, if somebody, let's say, has a workman's comp claim and they sustained, let's say, an amputation or an injury, et cetera, okay, the state needs a doctor who isn't a friend of theirs, who's autonomous, you know, not at all related to them, unbiased, to evaluate the patient who they've never seen, take a look at them using the guides. There's an actual book called The Guides. It's kind of like our Bible. Okay, not as interesting, but anyway, yeah. And it's guides to impairment, and we take a look at what the person has, and then we follow certain protocols, and we follow certain tables, and then we give the state a number. That state takes that number and decides the compensation for it. So I see people every week, you know, and I do their disability exams. And, yeah, you have some people that are faking it. Like, oh, doctor, this hurts, you know. And I try to be pretty stoic. Like, doctor, I listen to your show all the time. I'm like, yeah, right. You know, these people, they do their homework. They're smart. A lot of these people, they do their homework, you know. And they're like, oh, doctor, oh, you're Dr. Dahlia. And I'm like, stop it. Don't try to kiss up. I'm supposed to not like you. I mean, not like you, but I'm not allowed to like a person. I'm not allowed to dislike a person. I'm supposed to look at them pretty unbiased. So you can't be, you know, buttering me up with the whole show. But anyway, workers' place injuries are compensated regardless of fault. Okay, right now the system is such that employers can't say, but this is your fault. All right, you left the cord out and you tripped on the cord, or you spilled your Slurpee on the ground, then you slipped on your Slurpee at work. This is your fault. Right now, no. The worker, the employer waived the right to sue. There's no argument over responsibility or liability. It's no fault compensation. There's also collective liability. Apparently, that was something that was within the cornerstone, the birth of these workman comp claims, where all employers had to put into the system, which is kind of what we're doing now. All employers have to have workman's comp. There had to be security of payment, a fund that's established that'll guarantee someone's compensated. You can't say, oh, you got injured. Oops, there's no money. Okay? And then, of course, the board is the one that makes the decision. And we do. We have a board in our state, every state, and they decide what, and they're supposed to be completely non-biased, apolitical, et cetera, right? And then, of course, the governing board is supposed to be non-political. Okay? I, as a doctor, can be political. I could dislike Obamacare, but I can't bring that into the exam. All right? I just have to say, hi, how's it going? Let me see your leg. Okay, so I know I still haven't answered the question. Can truck drivers claim workman's comp for back pain? Don't go away. I still want to talk about this. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Show. Okay, so I've given you guys a great history. Well, I thought it was great. You all probably thought it was long-winded, but we talked about the history of workman's comp. We talked about what the basis of workman's comp claims are, which is kind of important, right? Because we had a question from one of our listeners who suggested that his wife suggested that he file a workers' comp claim because he's been a truck driver for many years. He's had low back pain for a while, and now it's starting to develop sciatica-type symptoms, or as Donovan put it, piriformis syndrome, which could be right on the money, even more accurate than my diagnosis. Thank you, Donovan. And so I love you, Donovan. So I had to spend all that time going through the history and the premise and what workers' comp is supposed to be about to go, because I know some of you are like, wait a second. Really? He's going to claim workman's comp? We all get back pain. We all get sciatica. You know, come on. You know, but then on the flip side, you know, maybe he has a point. Okay, so when you file a workers' comp claim, right? Of course, you have to notify the employer that there's an issue. Sometimes you have to, report if there was a witness. Like, let's say there's a fall. You know, I mean, I see a lot of claims where, you know, people fell. And then somebody else said, yeah, they fell. I'm a witness. They fell. Right? You know, yeah, there was a cord, there was a wet floor, et cetera, which is why employers are always like, oh my gosh, clean up the wet. Yeah, in my office, I'm always like, oh my gosh, there's a wet spot on the floor. Somebody clean, you know, somebody spit. You want to know what leaves wet spots on the floor is the sanitizer. When we buy that big, huge bulk sanitizer, let's say from Costco or Sam's Club, et cetera, and it squirts in a different spray, you'll across the hallway have a big glob. And that's dangerous because somebody could slip and fall. And then, you know, yeah, then we got a workers' comp claim. Okay, anyway, so we talked about how there's no fault. Okay, if somebody files workers' comp claim, you can't say, look, it's your fault. You know, you're the one that left the cord. You're the one that spilled your Slurpee, et cetera. So this back pain issue from being a truck driver, I have to admit, I have never seen a workers' comp claim thus far, and I've seen many of them, that where this case would, be an example or exemplify that. So, for example, I mean, if you're sitting on the job, which you are, and you guys are sitting hours upon hours, all right, and that leads to your back pain, do you have a claim? Can you file workers' comp? Okay, or is it too light? Now, again, I'm not a workers' comp a lawyer, an attorney. And I always kind of urge if you're in doubt or you think that, you know, your employer is not working with you like you should, you know, that is something that you do have at your disposal. From what I understand, many workers' comp attorneys, they don't charge you up front. They, you know, will receive a percentage of your claim, and your winnings, et cetera. So many people that don't have the means to get representation, they can. I know some of you are like, oh my gosh, Dr. Dahlia is actually, you know, possibly suggesting attorneys. I'm not, you know, I'm not suggesting to go and sue. I'm not, you know, but if you're ever in doubt about what your situation is, and you think your employer is not working with you, no, but the first person you should really go to is human resources. You should talk to your human resources because, again, your goal is not to make money like the gentleman that emailed this. Okay, I mean, he doesn't look like he's trying to make a few bucks. He's like, I have back pain. It's now the back pain to start to shoot down the leg. I think it's sciatica. We need to get this checked out. I wish he was a live caller. I would love to talk to you to find out what's your insurance situation, etc. However, it is extremely important. I know we've had over the last few decades the stigma attached, going, ooh, you filed a workers' comp claim. You're trying to take advantage of the system. Again, because there have been people that have tried to abuse the system, absolutely. So here you have a person who's probably a good guy, and he's going to carry the stigma because he's thinking about a workers' comp claim. But here's the thing. There's a couple insurance companies in town that I work with where I practice, and if they get any iota of a clue, any inkling of a clue that what they are paying for your doctor's visits could be a workers' comp injury or a personal injury case, they will ask for the money back. So we as doctors, whether we are involved with workers' comp or not, we have to have a pretty darn good idea of the system. Because if we start to see a patient for back pain, for example, and the insurance company gets wind that this could be because of workers' comp, they'll say, pay us the money back. And they could do this years later. So let's say I ordered an MRI on your back pain, right? Because I was worried about your sciatica and worried about, you know, nucleus propulsus, a herniated disc. Okay, you know, all that, all those claims have to be returned. The radiology company, et cetera. So the doctor, your internist, your family doc, nurse practitioner, PA, needs to get it right the first time. So don't feel like you can't tell your doctor if you think it's workers' comp. Because if you never did have a back injury, this is what you do 12, 14 hours a day. Okay? You never had back pain prior. Your job exacerbates your back pain. You feel good on your days off. This may be a workers' comp claim. And if you don't file workers' comp and you try to go through your regular insurance, that could come back and haunt you. Especially if your insurance company a year or two later gets wind, wants the money back, now you're like stuck and it's too late for you to try to file workers' comp. You see what I mean? So, you know, but then on the flip side, I mean, you know, if you, let's say, you know, were a football player and basketball player, and, you know, many of you guys were, and, you know, you injured your back, and it's been bothering you, you know, off and on, and, you know, you've been kind of packing on weight, and then you were kind of lifting your friend's television, and it started to hurt. Okay, it, you know, no, you know, I don't want you blaming it on work if it's not. You know, but don't think just because you're considering a workers' comp injury that, you know, you're trying to take advantage of the system. I mean, it just, I've never actually dealt with a case where it was a driver who had to sit for hours on end. Many of the workers' comp cases I have is somebody cutting off a finger. I see a lot of police hearing loss from their police work and their training. I see a lot of trips and falls at work, uneven surfaces, carpal tunnel. That we see a lot of, carpal tunnel. You know, doctor, I work at a computer. I work at a computer 8 hours a day, and I get carpal tunnel. And, you know, it's a tough one. And it gets expensive. I mean, workers' comp, I've been paying workers' comp. It is expensive. It's not easy. But, you know, you have to have it. So in your particular case, look, you need, first and foremost, is you need to get some sort of treatment. Okay, if you're starting to get sciatica, or you're starting to have shooting pain down the leg or numbness, etc., we worry later about atrophy to the muscle. We worry about you being unable to move. And we spent a significant amount of time on the show talking about back pain, talking about consequences of back pain that's not treated, back pain that's not treated. I mean, if you're limping because of sciatica, you're going to have hip issues. Then you're going to have knee issues. You could have ankle issues, foot issues. I mean, you could gain weight. Gaining weight, you know, obesity puts you at risk for heart disease, stroke. So you have to get it addressed. So, you know, I would talk to your doctor, and I would probably talk to your human resources. Now, I know some of you are yelling right now at the radio, because I know you guys yell at me all the time. And you're like, Dahlia, no. He brings up workers' comp claim, he's going to get fired. Could happen. I mean, depending on your state. If you are at an, what do they call it, at-will state, where you know, an employer could fire you for any reason at all, I mean, they probably won't say they're firing you for workers' comp. But yes, and I've had callers and listeners, you know, write me saying, look, Dahlia, I think I have a workers' comp claim, but I'm afraid to bring it up because I think I'm going to get fired. I don't know what to do in that case because, you know, and I've taken care of many patients who were fired after they fired a claim, after they filed a claim. And that stinks. It does, you know, but I've had many employers that are like, you know, look, you fell off my roof. I will find a job for you. I mean, well, you're a part of this family. You're a part of the system. Guys, don't you miss the good old days where you had employers like that? You were part of a family that take care of you as you aged. You'd have a pension, etc. So, again, I would say you need to talk to your doctor. You probably need to possibly consider a workers' comp attorney. Talk to your human resources. But I can't make that decision for you because we don't know where that would go. But I do want you to get treated. That's what's most important. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life.
but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJak.com. Be sure to spell FlowJak.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps, peace of mind in a box.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com. Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Jim just writes, Doctor, I'm listening to you out of Mesquite, and I'm an example of a worker who was canned after filing workman's comp. I'm a chef and amputated my distal index finger. Ooh, I like how you write that. Distal, that's good. Good. Good medical terminology. Sorry that happened to you. My work made me go to a doctor since I was bleeding, and then they turn around and fire me. I have no recourse. Yeah, well, that's horrible. I mean, you didn't have a choice. If you're bleeding on the job, they're going to say go to the doctor. They're going to tell you to go to their doctor. The workers' comp company tells you to go to a certain clinic that sees workers' comp claims. And then you end up getting fired. I don't know what to say. I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen to people. I mean, and you can't not file. Like in your particular case, you were bleeding on the job all over the place. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, the system is not perfect. I mean, remember, the system was supposed to be in place to protect employees when they get hurt, such that they are able to receive A, compensation for damages, and B, to receive care. Now, I see that some people, they receive damages for care. They receive care. All their care is taken care of, their surgery, et cetera, but they don't really, you know, get damages. All right. That's why the state does hire doctors to look at your impairment, and you are supposed to get credit for a level of impairment. Now, some patients, they're cured. Here's an example. And I hope you guys don't mind my talking about workers' comp, because it's a pretty big issue, and I didn't realize how many of you have been interested in it. I never talk about workers' comp, so all these emails, pile up. But let's say you cut yourself pretty badly at work. You go to the workers' comp clinic. It may not be called workers' comp clinic, but it's a clinic that deals with workers' comp claims. They sew you up. You do your follow-up. They take care of you. They'll give you a tetanus shot. They'll give you antibiotics, and it's all taken care of. It's all taken care of by insurance. You heal up, right? You know, you have a scar. Scar may not be bad. Scar may be bad, et cetera. Depending on your current doctor, he may recommend you get a rating that you may have an impairment or you may not. Most of the time with some of these lacerations, they say you're healed. You're healed. You're good. You can go back to work. Now, some people are like, well, gosh, you know, I suffered from, you know, being cut. I had to get a shot. I couldn't play tennis like I wanted to. And a lot of times you don't get compensated for that. The doctor says you're good. The insurance company says you're good. You're healed. We took care of all your care for free. Go back to work. You're fine. Period. Other people will say, well, you know, it's a pretty bad scar. He's very sensitive to it, the issue, or his face was scarred. Let's say a chemical burn. You get splashed in the face, and now you have a burn, and you have some cosmetic disfigurement. Sometimes the doctor that's seen you could say, oh, he's got something here, or she's got something here. Okay, she may qualify for an impairment based on the scar. It's rare, but sometimes that can happen, depending on the injury. If let's say the original doctor that takes care of you doesn't think you have an impairment and you do, again, you could talk to a possible workers' comp attorney and they'll ask the insurance company for a rating, and the insurance company may or may not let it happen, etc. But, you know, in the first case, you know, many of these workers' comp claims, okay, you have an injury, we treat you, you broke a bone, right? We treated you, we fixed it, you're good, you're done. Now, let's say you broke a finger, and the finger healed, but not all the way, and you still have some range of motion issues. Well, then that could qualify you for an impairment. You know, if you lost use of part of your finger, right, because, you know, you can't bend it all the way, you may qualify for an impairment. Other people, you healed back to normal, so that's it. So many times your workers' comp injury does not really award you for the quote-unquote damages. Now, again, there's, remember, for every time we ask for something to protect us, we actually can be hurting ourselves, okay? Because remember the olden days, which we talked about, before this occurred, before workers' comp system was put into place, people would be able to sue their employer going, look, because of this, you know, I have all these damages, and they could sue the employer and hopefully get damages. The problem is if the employer filed bankruptcy, or if the employer wouldn't pay, or if the courts didn't deem there was enough damages, employees or workers would end up being screwed. So thankfully, we have some sort of system in place. However, sometimes the system then prevents you from actually getting something that you might have been able to get earlier if the system wasn't in place. You understand that? The more, just like the big problem I have with Obamacare, right? You mandate that an insurance company pays for something. All right, they'll pay for that. But something that wasn't mandated, they'll say, well, then no, I don't have to pay for it. All right? So many people that think they have damages, may not be getting compensated, and it's very difficult to get that. I mean, again, we're dealing with a system that doesn't leave a lot of subjectivity. Again, that's to protect the worker, but sometimes the objectivity is too overprotective, such that you don't, there's no wiggle room. So, you know, our listener that has back pain now, you know, developing sciatica, he may be having a lot of issues. He can't play with his kids, can't play with his grandkids. He may have difficulty in the bedroom. Is he going to be compensated for that? Well, some state laws with workers' comp are trying to negotiate, or they do negotiate activity of daily living. We call it the ADLs. So let's say somebody did sustain an injury, and they are losing some of their activities of daily living. Okay, they can't stool. They have difficulty eating, you know, because of the jaw fracture. They have difficulty with sex. Some states do allow some room for damages of that. But again, it's not universal. Okay? So, and again, there's no protection in these rules that you are able to keep your job. All right? I mean, the fact that a workman's comp system exists where they will pay for all your treatment, your follow-up, allow you to have an impairment, you get that. But they don't have to go further and say, well, we got to make sure you keep your job. That doesn't happen, right? And the employers will fight that too, because now their workers' comp goes up. Remember, your workers' comp, they audit you as an employer every year. They base their rates on your employee salaries, which I don't think is the smartest thing, because then, you know, employers are going to, you know, say, well, let's keep the salaries down. It stinks. You know, you don't want, as a coworker, you know, to not be getting a raise because of workers' comp. But it happens. It happens. All right. So employers, if there was any cases or dings, you know, against you, they take that into account and then they raise your rates next year. So employers don't have a lot of recourse except, well, let's just fire any high-risk employees. Anybody that doesn't follow protocol, et cetera, then we won't have as a part of our team to try to keep rates down. And like I said, the system's not perfect, but that's the system we have right now. So like I said, if you do think you have an injury that's work-related, you need to have some sort of conversation with your work, have a conversation with your doctor. And then if you don't think things are going the way that they should, you could always consult an attorney. But most importantly is you need to get taken care of. Okay? All right. Gosh, great, great topic. I know we probably spent most of the show talking about this, but any questions you have that I don't get to on air, of course, email me at drdahlia.com. That's what we're here for, drdahlia.com. Also, call into the show, even if I'm not on air, and we'll answer your question the next day at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also, please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow me on Facebook. A lot of stuff I wanted to talk about today that we're probably going to have to get to the next hour. Like, there's supposed to be a new treatment now for hyperhidrosis. You know, we were talking about how they've been using Botox, where they could inject Botox into your underarms to stop sweating. Well, apparently they have now a new treatment that looks kind of cool. For those of you that ever suffer with hyperhidrosis, you know that's a tough one. All right? You're trying to shake a person's hands, you know, and your hands are sweaty, or you always have pits. And that's very difficult for some, you know, some jobs that you have. So we're going to talk about that in the next hour. If you miss any show, go to my on-demand. You can listen to it 24/7. All right, guys, stay on board for another hour. 1-877-DOCDALI.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.